This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who the hell knows who's going to start a quarterback? We're going to try and do it right. Leading into camp, hopefully the Browns will do it right as well. In case we missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes here, and I think I've changed this about three times. We're going to talk about. I think we finally have. Thank you for all your other submissions. I think we have the thing I will be talking about, and it involves burgers, because of course it will. But Gardo's got a chance here to take the first three games tonight against the Orioles. Kind of a huge moment for them in just kind of continuing that positive momentum over the last 12 games.
Yeah, I mean, they've been awesome lately, but it's because their offense has been so awesome. Like, I'm trying to think. I was trying to figure out whether or not this is something we can see moving forward. It would be done in such a backwards way. Starting rotation has a 4.35 ERA over the previous 12 games, Nick. So, like, that's not something to write home about. That's okay. It's not great by any means. It's not bad by any means. But how they've been doing it is just the offensive side of the ball. And that's the part that I kind of sit up at night and I wonder if this is sustainable.
So, I think that's fair when we talk about the sustainability. I know that they're in a hot spot last night, though, because in the fifth inning, there's a weird situation where I think it was Carlos Santana thought the catcher called time, and then the catcher, because he stood up, put his hands up, and then immediately got back down, and the pitcher threw a strike right down the plate.
Yeah.
And not just that, but like the Orioles manager came out, then Stephen Vogt came out and immediately gave up. He was one of the most. I still have no idea why Steven didn't put up a bigger stink, because
he doesn't really do that. It's kind of what we learned.
No, yeah, but this is the point. Like, in the moment, you've got some good things going. You're threatening, and you give away a strike without so much as a fight. But that didn't end up hurting them. They ended up adding more runs as the game went on.
Well, this is like pinch hitting for Manzardo two nights ago to then have it work out where even though David Fry didn't actually contribute, you still like you got away with it. And even last night, two nights ago, I talked about how many stranded runners they had. They had nine runners left on base last night. Like, just an insane number, but they're winning.
When a bad inning like that, or when like a questionable, when that doesn't hurt, like even slow you down a little bit, I think that's a sign. Listen, I don't think this is who the offense is going to be. I don't. But is it a do I also think that they should be the fifth worst baseball or a fifth worst offense in baseball? No, I think there's it even if it's just slightly. I think they've got more power at that at the very least, which is what they have been showing.
I just think it's an interesting like launching point into it. Like for instance, Tigers right now have dropped 8 out of their last 9, and in the previous 40 games, they've just kind of been a completely different team than what you saw for the first stretch of the season. And so if you're a Tigers fan, you're probably wondering to yourself which version of this is real. For the Guardians, we had that 10-game losing streak, and I don't think anybody thought that part was the real team, but I don't know that many people think this right now, where you've been the best offense in baseball for going on almost 3 weeks mixed with just okay pitching, which was not the recipe that they had a month ago. I don't think anyone thinks that's it either. It's probably somewhere in between, but when it all washes out, it'll be interesting.
So You got more pop out of Bo recently. Yeah, I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I mean, Martinez is on such a heater where you say you're getting DMs about people saying shades of Jose Ramirez out of him.
Not DMs. People tweeting me. Things that I can remember to go back to in the future. I do think...
I'm just happy Ken Carmen was on that first with Angel Martinez.
This is totally revenge for the other thing.
I'm happy.
No, this is dirty pool.
He's very in on,
by the way,
Angel Martinez.
By the way, Ken, love you, buddy. Hope you're doing well down below the Mason-Dixon line. Let me just tell you this. The kid was hitting like 300 for like 4 weeks. You don't then get to hop in on the Angel Martinez train.
Like 3 weeks ago, he made the comment. That's a baseball. That's his type of baseball player is what that is.
Yeah. Hey, a guy's doing good. That's my kind of baseball player.
He said he was the biggest Angel Martinez fan at the station. I couldn't think of anyone that was bigger.
No, he didn't say that.
I couldn't think of anyone that was bigger.
This is also revenge of the so thing. I see what you're doing.
Wait, where is Ken? You said he's south of the Mason-Dixon.
No, I said I hope everything's well below the.
In my head, I'm like, I just thought he was going for a trip, but you meant a different type of trip.
Yeah, no, it was just he got things taken care of, and you know, I've heard. Mostly, most men do okay with that. Yeah. Every once in a while, I was on the fence about having that done, and then a friend of mine, Sarah, her husband Greg, had complications from it. And now, we're taking a loaded pistol with us wherever we go for the rest of my life.
Oh, can I get it out, please?
One bad story, and I was like, well, I guess it's just not meant to be. Now, specific to this, I do think this is who Manzardo is, which is why I get so mad when he doesn't play 5 days a week. I do think this is the real Angel Martinez, even if I think the other is the real Angel Martinez, too. He's just a streaky player. I think this is the real Nolan Jones, and if you take away his first, 6 weeks, 7 weeks this year, the power isn't where you want it to be, but everything else pretty much is. So from that standpoint, I think that is the halfway point, by the way. Like, for most of this season, you've gotten production out of two, maybe three players, if you want to throw some of what Carlos has done. The last couple weeks, you've been getting, the last 4 or 5 weeks, you've been getting production from another three players.
Right.
I do think they have six everyday players in their lineup.
Well, and so part of that difference is when you look at their starting lineup, you can see that now, and it's just a little bit different. Like, in between the break, Anthony was like, three straight days in a row, they don't have a bad lineup out to start, let's do this. It's like... Well, no, if you gave this lineup to everyone 3 weeks ago, we would have said much different things about this lineup. They've just been performing now, and they've been hitting, so it looks a little bit different because these guys have actually been doing their jobs.
Does that mean Will Wilson is not in the lineup?
I honestly haven't even seen the lineup. I'm taking a stab at that one.
If Will Wilson's not in the lineup, that's a hell of a lineup.
No, they only have one player that has an OPS below 600.
Him alone doesn't make it a bad lineup.
Naylor?
So you have Rocchio in there, and but even like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And he's hitting the last 4 weeks.
The lineup tonight, not to go through it all, but, you know, Martinez in the two spot, which there was a time a month ago where people would have shuddered at the idea of Martinez in the two spot. Now we're like, hell yeah, let's put Martinez in the two hole. Let's figure this out. And then to finish out, Jones, Schneeman, Rocchio, and Naylor. I'm not saying it gives you the most optimism in the world, but the way Nolan's been hitting lately, the way Schneeman's been hitting, and then even Rocchio's looked really good since being back up. Like it's different than what it was if you presented this a month ago.
I think the 1 through 6.
While also being the same thing.
When we get into like who are the real guardians, right? I think the 1 through 6 is real. Kwan, Martinez, Ramirez, Manzardo, Santana, Jones. And I think the reason why I think we can be a little more positive about the 7 through 9 isn't even the recency stuff. Schneeman is a double guy. He has some pop. Bo Naylor, for all of his many bad at-bats we've seen this year, he does have more pop. This is more who he's supposed to be pop-wise as opposed to who he was last year.
I mean, he's a homer shy than Santana on the season list.
So, like, my big problem with, like, Will Wilson, it's like this guy has no power, and he can't, and he's not a contact hitter at the major league level. Rodriguez, I guess, has it, but it's so few and far between.
Yeah, but even them in the past few days.
Has had a couple good moments.
Well, yeah, but not in right field. Yeah. Not defensively.
No, offensively.
I know. Offensively, but defensively he is. There was a game a couple days ago where he had a home run, and I was like, don't care. Doesn't matter. Did you watch him play right field? A blind man could play right field better than he can. And I think the Guardians have started to pick up on that. He is one of the worst defensive outfielders I've ever seen play the position.
Wait, I knew he wasn't good. I didn't know he was awful.
Awful.
In fairness.
Awful.
So getting back to it, like, yeah, this is the hotter end of this, but I think what we're starting to realize is the way they've built this the last couple of years, they're just streaky teams. The 2002 team was incredibly streaky. I think we forget, 2023 was streaky, and they were a 500 team until they sold, at which point they just hit the you-know-what. And then 2024 was streaky. You were elite. I mean, you were unstoppable. You were juggernaut for 90 games. And then came a bulk of late July, August, and they really kind of ended it at August. And they kind of pinged back in the playoffs where he just got super hot march into the playoffs.
Well, that's why I think it's important to always highlight that is part of baseball in general. That's why we bring up the Tigers leading the division, but they dropped 8 out of their last 9. That's why
didn't this feel more streaky? Like, it just feels like, I mean, you lose 10 games, now you go 10 and 2.
I mean,
like, that's incredibly bipolar, even by baseball standards.
This stretch right here is about as bipolar as it gets.
Okay.
Yes, we can all acknowledge that while also saying, I'm trying to remember what World Series team it was. Was it a couple years ago? Was it when the Rangers won it? Where they had 3 different 6-plus game losing streaks in that stretch? It's how baseball is set up. You just got to ride the highs and the lows. It's just interesting that the highest of high right now just came after the lowest of the lows for the Guardians.
So on the matter of which team is the real Guardians, I'm going to need more of this sample size of the offense going on this tawdry pace where every night feels like we're watching some iteration of the 97 Cleveland Indians. I'm going to in the negative, there's just too big of a body of work. I want to believe this is real. I think it's real with Martinez. I know it's real with Nolan because he looks healthy. We start seeing the power we want. Manzardo, just play the dude every day. Stop mm-hmm. this nonsense. I also think Fry, even if he's not a 300 hitter, which he was for half of last year, I think he's a useful player that can help you in spurts. So I do think there's some real here. But for me to really go too far the opposite way, which is, hey, this team that's playing ridiculous ball, winning 10 of 12 with an offense scoring 6-7 runs a game, I'm going to need another month of it before I really start to say, like, oh, no, this is just who they are.
I mean, it'd be incredible. If we got to see another month of this, like, sign me up immediately. I'm leaning more towards they were what they were in the 10-game losing streak than they are what they have been over the previous 3 weeks.
Oh, see, I would say I think they are who they were before the 10-game losing streak, where I think when they went into the pits, I think they were 3 or 4 games above 500.
So remember, even in the 10-game losing streak, though, and you're probably more right than I am just on the basis of that because it's probably somewhere closer to the middle. But what I meant was on the 10-game losing streak, it was because the starting pitching was awesome, but they generated a run and a half a game. That was the number, 1.5. You can't win. You can't win games that way.
Yeah.
Now you have an ERA 4.35 over the previous 12 games for the starters. That's not what this team is. This team is better from a starting rotation standpoint than that, but this offense turned into the 27 Yankees, which is no one saw coming and no one could see coming.
216-474-0092. Which team is the real Guardians? And a desperate team in baseball that gives the Guardians a major advantage. And I think JP might be paranoid about one person on the show, but I don't know who it is. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.